Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
What I'll do is I'll wave when I'm speaking, like that, like a right div. How's that?
It's just, I think when we're doing it this way, it makes you realise when you're in the pub, you can have a bit of a joint chat, can't you?
And yeah.
It comes out all right. When you're in this, any two people talking at once, it kind of just fucks it all up.
Right, I'm going for a long intro, yeah. Lads. I haven't heard from Nick, so I presume he's back in. So, right. Hello, everyone. It's Red News Podcast 153, or the little subset we have now, which is Paul Pogba's holiday podcast, where we all talk about our holidays so far this summer. Now, I could spend the next 30 minutes. I finally went abroad with the family, first time since batshit crazy land, and loved it. Just as soon as, I don't know whether there's a general bonhomie that people are on their first foreign trips, but everyone's as giddy as fuck, and it was great. In Menorca, had time of our lives, so I'm struggling to get back to the humdrum of normality. There was one downside, which was an old man, poor sod, I shouldn't really pick on him, but he was about 50, who wore a city top every day by the pool. And not just that, it was a different city top. So I would have actually preferred if he'd been a sweaty, marauding, I'm wearing the same shirt every day till it stinks on that plane home. But he chose a different one. And the United, Dickie Arnold will be worried, shirt count was a bit low. So on De Jong, I'm hearing what like Andy and everyone's saying, United are determined to see this through and remain that they think they'll get their man, and part of it is also Dickie Arnold thinking that he wants to show this is a new era where they're not going to be walked over and they will war of attrition win this battle over all of it. But I remain a bit, I don't know, you know, I get that the player to get his wages doesn't want to come out and say he wants to go, but I don't know, it's something, maybe I'm just in an angst. And I am full of, I wouldn't know, that's a lie. I'm not full of hope. I have a little iota of hope. And before I go to the others, we're going to talk our predictions. There are some things where I think we all have that dawning reality. It's not dawning, but we know the reality of United is. Like I read a report today, you know, United want Declan Rice, but won't go near the valuation of 100 million. Well, we all know he'd be good enough in the Premier League for the next 10 years. So you've got to do what you've never done, but they won't do it. So I didn't watch the Charity Shield, but when you read about Haaland being lively and the Liverpool Peter Crouch, the new guy, the Portuguese Peter Crouch, as I will forever refer to him, but they buy big. So from a position of power, both sides have gone, wow, we're getting two of the brightest strikers in the game right now. United aren't doing that. So we're left with Paul B. So you either, going through what we've done 100 podcasts before, you either just cry or you go, well, this is what we have and hope that Ten Hag is a magician. There's been encouraging moments, but the nagging worry for me is, and I know, Nick, the last podcast was quite beery. You should have seen us at the end of the night. I can't remember if it was a Burger King or a KFC where we gnawed at the remnants of what we were given, like zombies in Walking Dead. But his thing was Martial have a better season. And I think Martial will start well. He'll have a good August, September, and then it'll go to shit. And my nagging is, I think, hope that Sancho will have a better season, but we're relying on a lot of the players who've let us down, not just once, but twice, but three times. I believe Rashford will have a good season. We'll see sort of, is he top level? Is he good level? I'm not suggesting world class. And a bit like United, I don't think we're going to have a very good season. And this is all I'll ask the lads later. Is it going to be a meh? Is it going to be a oh? Or is it going to be a good season? And I'll go to my full prediction later, but I think it can't be any worse. I just refuse to fucking accept. But there are a number of worries. And Ten Hag said, I wish I had my full signings by the start of pre-season. And how many times have we heard that? So with the reality we have a bright coach. He wouldn't take shit off Ronaldo yesterday. You know, he gave as good as he got. That's, I think, going to drag on until the final week, and United are just going to have to bite the bullet and say, much as I'd want a world-class, because he's still the best striker out of the ones we have, you can't have it nagging on and him causing friction. The bit about him leaving early, we've seen that hundreds of times. I remember Paul Scholes, we sometimes be selling for big games that he played in, and he was picking up a mag as we left to sell, like 3 or 4 minutes before the end. So that's irrelevant, but it's the general demeanour. Right, so, hello Nathan, how are you?
I'm alright. I missed Nottingham dinner the other week. I was recovering from COVID. It finally got me again. So I didn't have my say the few weeks ago, but yeah, I'm alright. I'm okay. I sold yesterday before the friendly, but I didn't go into the match. I thought for once it'd be it wasn't the priority game of the day. I'd rather go and watch the women's final. So I was glad I did that. So, but yeah, other than that, I'm all right.
Shane? I'll do Nick as he's not here, Nathan. Can we preserve this Nathan moment for the rest of the season and go? Well, I'm going to ask you, what's your prediction for the season, Nathan?
Nathan's suddenly going to disappear.
How quickly, though?
I think we've looked all right in pre-season, haven't we? So, like you say, we can't be any worse. I think I don't want to have to bring it up too early, but I think the best thing that will happen is for the Ronaldo thing to be dealt with as quickly as possible, and that he leaves. Because I think ever since he joined, it was the elephant in the room when everything rotated around him, and if he didn't play, that was the story, blah blah blah. I think Ten Hag is always going to say that he wants him to stay, but I think secretly I think he will prefer that clean slate, and then particularly because of the way he wants to play, I can't see how that'll work. Like you say about Rashford and Martial, I think Martial, like, coming back and looking quite bright, is that a case of he's in the shop window wanting to get a move, or was that him thinking, if Ronaldo's off, I might actually get some game time again? And if that does change, then he might fall back into his shell again, because when will he play? So I don't know. I've gone off on that inevitable tangent that I was always going to. I think, depending on that, I think that will make a difference. How well we do, whether, not to say that we'll be better without him, maybe arguably, but I think if we want to really move forward in terms of the philosophy that Ten Hag obviously wants to bring in, then I don't know. I think, like we've said all along, that there needs to be no expectations for this year, really. I think we have improved. I think we definitely still need to make a couple of more signings. The De Jong thing, I think that's, he clearly doesn't want to come, whether the money is an aspect or not, because, you know, he's not exactly making it clear that he would like to come if it gets sorted. It just feels,
we have to accept,
it just feels like one of them where it's just dragging and dragging. And
we have to accept, though, Nathan, that if you were at Barcelona, you know, take our United hats off, that you wouldn't want to leave there, especially for United that are. Be Europa League in a year. You know, so it's as good as people make out.
To me, it feels like one of them where it reminds me of Di Maria in a way, that he was having to leave where he currently was. He didn't want to come, but he had to come because that was the on the table. And the first chance that he got to leave, he did.
Mm.
And to me, that seems like this would be, he don't really want to come. He's possibly being forced out of Barca. He might come, and then next summer, someone else will come in for him and he'll push to move again.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
But I think
he doesn't want to come, so.
But I think that's, unless you're very successful, that is the modern game. Unfortunately, players just come and go now. There isn't, you know, we're very fortunate for, the one thing with Martial, you know, like, I do think he will be better because he will get automatic starts. But the worry is, when it all goes to shit, he's had that many last chance saloons, he's than a pisshead fucking in Western. But it's like, you need, if Ronaldo's going, and as I say, in mitigation, he told the club months and months ago, it's not a new thing, then you have to replace him. And my fear is we'll be fucking bargain, you know, basement hunting on the last 2-3 days, and it's like, which 30-year-old can we pick out, because we're not going to pay for the money that players we should. And a couple of things, Shane Coggy, before I go to you. Thanks, Mike, for the kind words about the podcast. Amit, hopefully the sound is better with my big pubic muff on tonight. So kind to Brid in the States. Reds are here, Reds are there. And to everyone, like, we've managed to beat the sub target, and look, we are what we are. We're part shit, we're part hopefully a bit of fun, part I cry into my Lee Grant moments and get worked up in the middle of the day still about the European Super League. But we're a fucking fanzine, and we'll get it wrong, but we will keep hammering at the bastards, because they do my fucking head in still every day of the year. Hello, Shane.
Can I just clarify? I'm not suggesting that Martial is the second coming and he's going to save.
No.
I just want to put that out there. I do think we still need to sign someone else.
Yeah. But what's a decent season for Martial as a number one? You know, we should be saying 20 league goals, but you wouldn't. So then they'll go in, well, 15, and, you know, Rashford gets 15 and Sancho 10. But it's sort of like half the number of a title winning striker. And I don't want to go down the gloomy doomy. I'm looking forward to seeing everyone. Sorry, Coggy.
How many players have scored more than 20 league goals in the last 2 seasons?
Well, I think, was it 2 did it last year? It's 1 or 2 every season, isn't it? Yeah.
So, I'd
and they were wide players, Coggy. Son and Salah.
You know, our issue is getting goals all over the pitch, or from midfield and the forward line, not just a central striker.
Yeah. Well, I'll go to Shane for, but I would say I have been dipping my toes into United. This is very un-Man U mad, but my pre-season hasn't been as strong as, because I keep thinking Brighton was only yesterday. Brighton was only fucking yesterday. So I'm very slowly giving myself back before I go whole hog glory glory Man United Sunday night. But my Donny van der Beek, yes, Ten Hag will get the best out of him. The bits I've seen, I've thought, poor sod. Anyway, Shane, hello.
I'm good. Sound was cutting in and out, so I didn't know if you were asking.
You're
me
missing fuck all, Shane.
I'm good. I think you're a bit hard on Nathan there. I'm just going to defend you, Nathan. Sorry, but it's like you're kind of making out Nathan to be... Or we make out like is Nathan to be the negative one, where I don't think you are negative. It's just sort of like positive on some counts and pragmatic on others. And I think, like, in fairness, you were the one who predicted that the Ronaldo signing may end up like it is ending up. So I think you were kind of vindicated a bit there. And I do agree. I can't argue with anything you said. I was up for Ronaldo coming back just because got a bit giddy. It was exciting amongst a load of dross. It was the thing last season that made it fun as a sort of a bit of a, like, in some ways a bit of a gimmick, if I'm honest, but it was nice. You know, some of the younger fans got to see him, which was great, you know, including my lad. But I do agree with you, Nathan. I do agree that I think, like, I'm a bit mixed in the sense that he did seem to sort of drown out some of the other players. And I think that says more about the other players than it does Ronaldo, in the sense that, you know, we often say players come to United and they either grow into it, or, you know, how many decent players, you know, but in my time, you know, Bertels, Davenport, you know, through to, you know, you could even argue Maguire to a degree, you know, big names come to United that are kind of quite dominant in their positions and they sort of shrink in the United shirt. Well, with Ronaldo signing, players seem to shrink around Ronaldo, which wasn't the idea, was it? We talked about Ronaldo coming in and this winner, ruthless, kind of relentless player would come in and drag the others to his level mentally, if not obviously not playing-wise. And that hasn't happened, is it? Some seem to have, like, shrunk even more in the presence of Ronaldo. So I think it, like, I don't know what the right answer is, and, you know, whatever the manager wants, he should be backed. But ultimately, I think it, you know, it would be no harm if it got put to bed and he gets his move. But the thing is, does anyone want him at the moment? I don't know if any clubs come in for him, and that's the issue, isn't it? That's a telling thing. He wants a top club, doesn't he? And maybe a top club doesn't see
Me and Albert had there was only one English BBC news channel, and I didn't watch Doom on my holiday, so they had a Spanish goal, like a more sophisticated Sky Sports news, I call it. But they debated, and my pigeon Spanish, Ronaldo to Atletico Madrid, and they were literally going bonkers, a couple going no, like really angry at 7 o'clock at night. So I didn't think the Atletico are for him.
So the Spanish Nathan was against it.
He did look like him, funny enough.
No, I'm kind of I said I could go on and on repeating what I've said since, you know, the last 2 years, but you know, in that boozy one in Nottingham, it was boozy, and obviously you were missed, Nathan, but it was a good weekend. But I said then that, you know, in my mind, not to be over negative, but nothing fundamentally has changed in my eyes. In the sense that I've always, you know, many of us have said it will take more than a change of manager to change the fortunes of Manchester United. But I do, you know, that obviously there's many variables in it. And even with the context of bad ownership and bad management of the club, you know, at board level, a manager can get more out of the resources than the last couple have. So I guess I'm tentatively optimistic that it might be better, but it's not going to be where we want it to be. And I think you know, top, again, I hate to say it, we always said we didn't want to be this, but we're looking at, you know, a good result for Ten Hag would be making top four, wouldn't it? And that's where we're at, unfortunately, whether we like it or not. I'd love a cup final and a win. I think, you know, as a match going fan, I think they're the days that you remember, and they're certainly the ones that stick out, you know, a few years later to me. So I'm cautiously optimistic that he might get more out of some of the players than previous managers have. But time will tell, I guess.
The one thing is, like, at that point that we've had, you know, Ollie Love, but naive, and Ragnick just bullshit. I didn't give, you know, that we've got a manager in who looks to know his beans. At what level is it going to be, you know, fourth, third, or is it going to actually eventually lead to please the promised land? But the key is, when the players do start doing what the players have always done, is that, not us, not the crowd, we always will, but that's the time the board, for once, hold their nerve and go, no, we've got to see these lot out, and it's going to take another year or two for a lot of them. Before I go coggy, I will say a couple of things. Listening to the Nottingham podcast, when we did the debacle of the best and greatest, the worst, it just, mental note, never sign a Gibson again. Terry, Darren and Colin, just like, that is the name, never. And the other thing, what United can do, so pissed up one night, Albert was staying up late, the Bonhomie, nice, warm, chatting to one of the entertainment who was dancing with Albert, and she was from Ecuador, and she said, you don't realise the power that Antonio Valencia had, and to see him from Ecuador playing for United and what it did for us. And it just made me look, from all the cynicism we have, the power of United and what we know they are as a, well, not the fucking dividend leeches, but the power, the force for good it can be. Hello, Coggy.
Hello, how you doing?
All right. Shane did have a point. I'll go, you finish and then Shane will go. It feels like Angela Rippon, who does question time now, is it?
Fiona Bruce.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Not Angela Rippon. Hello, Coggy.
Hello. I've had a good day today because I've been sorting out visits to Barrow, Carlisle and Fleetwood to watch United under-21s. And we've got some European games at Lee with them. But more importantly, I've been reading a Manchester United tour around Southern Cemetery. So Southern Cemetery in Manchester, there's a lot of people connected with United, like Busby and Billy Meredith and that. So one day in the next 2 or 3 weeks, I'm going to walk around the cemetery and find the graves. And I think, by the way, I think it's great what this society is doing. It's called the Manchester United Grave Society, finding graves from, you know, ex-players, anything to do with United, and doing them up if they're becoming a bit of a disrepair. Disrepair, that brings me nicely onto the team, doesn't it? I actually don't know what to think about Ronaldo. I mean, Ronaldo got 18 goals last season in the league in a team that created very few chances, in my opinion, and we all know was particularly poor. So I don't think he'll fit the Ten Hag style of play, which seems to be pressing more. Having said that, I think Ronaldo can press, providing everybody else around him is pressing as well. So I honestly don't know whether it's good, bad or indifferent, whether he stays or goes. If he goes, we're not going to get a high-class replacement. We're going to end up with Martial as the central striker. If he stays, like you've all alluded to, will he piss off the other players and demotivate them? What happens to Martial when he suddenly realises that he's scored a few goals in pre-season, but he's not going to be starting? So I honestly don't know whether he's good or bad, whether he stays or whether he goes. And obviously, only time will tell. As far as the season's concerned, I think looking at the squad as it is now, unless we get a high-class central defensive midfielder in the league, fifth to eighth, I can't see, you know, as it's
really
at the moment, getting a top four. If we do, I think it will be a major success for him.
The thing with Ronaldo, and you know, referred to the last few, we've done it to death, really, haven't we? But as a world class, the one good thing is he won't down tools. If United did work a miracle, you know, and sorting it, he's got a World Cup to prepare for. He will be 100%, you know. But I do get Nathan's point. You know, the Brentford thing, wasn't it, when he was on the bench, it becomes a story. So every week's a story, but United are a story, and if he's going to get us the goals. So you think fifth to eighth. Nathan, where do you think?
I think I'd obviously love to get, well, I'd love to win it, obviously, but I think top four, I think if it does click and, like, everyone buys into it, I do think we could scrape top four, but I wouldn't be surprised if we did just miss out on it, to be fair. But, like, it's one of them, isn't it? Like, we keep saying there should be no expectations for this year, but, like we've all said, we'd absolutely love to go to Wembley and win a cup or go and win the Europa League. But then it's like that's building expectation,
yeah,
isn't it?
No, that's a good
point.
We want
it to happen. But in a way, in the long term, you want to be building and building into something that we do better than that. So
But also, no, it's a good point because we all want to go on Sunday and don't want to see a fucking high ball lobbed Lindelof de Ligt. They're 1-0 up. They grind out a victory. You don't, you know, so I'm not sad because we will back it, you know, but you do want to go and think we'll beat fucking Brighton opening day. Please don't let's start off like we have in recently. Before Shane and make your point, but I think with that bit of optimism that we cannot be as bad, I think we'll scrape fourth, knowing that he knows that he has to get fourth sort of thing. I think the Europa won't happen because, say it gets to March and we're fifth and vying with whoever that he will gamble, shit. No, not seen what happened before. I think we're going to get the League Cup because there's only three or four teams who take that seriously. I'm getting carried away with the League Cup, but there's three or four teams take that seriously. And that's, we can do that.
You know, they should be targeting, you know, his target for next season should be winning the League Cup and top four. You know, I don't think we're good enough to finish top four as it stands at the moment. Get the right defensive midfielder. I think that's a different ball game altogether. But we should be targeting the League Cup. And I don't think it's been optimistic to say we're going to, you know, let's go and win it because it's the easiest competition in a lot to win. And you know, there's a few games, you know, you've got less games because you're in Europe, and we should be targeting, and we are capable.
Yeah. And because it's...
Trophy. Unfortunately, we faced City in two semi-finals, didn't we?
Yeah. But the fact that it's...
Those are years we could have won.
But the fact that it's crammed in a lot more might do us a favour in that the likes of the likely suspects will maybe have to take it a little less seriously than they usually do. And that, how sad is that? But it might do us a favour that there's cramming a few more fixtures in before the World Cup. Right, Shane, sorry, mate, your point.
Yeah, I do fear for, like, that point that this kind of, like, business model, as long as we get European football, the commercial side works, etc., means that, you know, whatever we say, a manager's going to be at the mercy of the owners, like, aims, and that's what they get targeted on day to day, you know, whatever us fans want, it's ultimately what the owners want and the board want. So I do fear that, but I still don't see, like, in some ways, I would fancy us, all things being equal, and saying he doesn't start to compromise on it. in some ways, I think, like, I don't necessarily agree the League Cup's easy to win, because it typically has Chelsea, City or Liverpool in the latter stages, and any one of those is, like, you know, is probably on their day going to beat us. I know that sounds a bit pessimistic, but at best it's like, you know, with Chelsea, say, a 50-50, the others, it's like, you know, 30 to 70, you know, in their favour. So I in some ways, I think that the Europa League might be our best chance of a trophy in terms of the opposition. But, yeah, that obviously there's very good sides in that too. But, yeah, I think it's very difficult to call. And as Nathan said, like, to me, it's about, I don't know, I haven't seen a lot of, I don't watch an awful lot of football, European football, but, you know, Martinez and, is it Malaysia, is that how he pronounced his name, coming in, I think it's how they click in. I think we're really dependent on, and that's the problem now, we're signing players, there's quite a lot of pressure for those to click in and hopefully, you know, provide, particularly the lad at centre-back. I think it'll be interesting to see how and who he plays with, if he helps take the pressure a bit off Maguire and stabilise the defence a little bit. I do think it's both true that Maguire was a bit overrated when we signed him and wasn't worth the price tag, but he's definitely a better centre-back than what we've seen.
Yeah.
And I sometimes think unfairly he gets scapegoated when, if you're at games, the defence is all at sea and he gets pulled out of position all over the show. So you'd hope if you've got, like, a full-back that starts to stabilise things and another centre-back partner for him who has some stability, you'd hope to think you'd get more out of Maguire. But, I think it's going to be tough to get fourth. But I'm optimistic, you're going to say. I'm pessimistic on the greater fortunes of the club, but I think we're going to scrape fourth.
It won't be a surprise to anyone that ETA has serious injury doubts about Varane and Shaw. That's not fucking... But that he would like, you know, but he just doesn't think Varane can handle a full season. The other thing was that what Fergie wasn't there, they might have bumped into each other, but it wasn't made out, you know, like Fergie's there to sort Ronaldo. That I think it was a mundane Fergie, Gil, Robbo, all the rest were going for, from what I'm told, a Paul Smith long arranged suit, you know, like one of those photo sessions. So it wasn't like the thing. And the final bit of gossip, I did have one written down. This says how incompetent I am. It will come to me. Coggy, what's your point?
Yeah, just on the Maguire, you know, in pre-season, he's been playing in the right-hand side of defence, hasn't he? So, I didn't know what Martinez was, to be honest, apart from he's a central defender and can play central midfield. But he looks like he plays on the left, doesn't he? So, you know, I think Ten Hag has been, you know, pushing Maguire to the right so that partnership is Martinez and Maguire. And I think you're right, you know, the chances are Varane, you know, will play half a dozen games, get injured, and, you know, that's no solution. So
sad for sure, yeah, as well.
I think potentially there could be a decent partnership, but, you know, Maguire... he's still slow.
Yeah. Sad about Shaw, though, that it's almost like, you know, you expect the next injury and he won't feature. And you're reading the mag about the Maguire and ETH, what his plans were, why he wanted left-sided. Plug for the mag. Out on Sunday, me and Nathan will be selling Knicks away. So, as ever, appreciate those who haven't subbed. You know, I know it's a lot to ask in this times, but we're still £4, double issues. We're doing a few before the farce of the fucking... corrupt World Cup. What else did I have to say? Any other waffle? Someone help me. This says I've run out of United moments.
Yeah, I was trying to be positive today, but I've got a late entry for the day. I kind of said to myself, no more hates, at least until we get a few weeks into the season. But already, as we was chatting before, it was great. The English women's football team yesterday. You know, I don't watch a lot of international football in any regard, but I did watch the final yesterday and I thought it was pretty, you know, it was a good game. I thought it was good quality football and, you know, you could see it meant a lot to a lot of the people that are champion women's football, you know, before this team's got the recognition it deserves, etc., etc. But, you know, United were quick on the back of it, which, you know, fair enough. And they offered, like, half-price memberships and, you know, those of us... Like, I'm, for the first time, and I'm a bit gutted, the first time in a few years, I'm missing the first game at Old Trafford because got some family doing Ireland. And, but my lad was going, he wants to take his mate, and I was having an R in, you know, should I get him a membership and transfer it just to be safe, or do the usual thing and just give him my ticket. And when it come half price, I thought, oh fuck it, it's only a tenner, I'll get my membership and it'll be handy for the lad, you know, the rest of the treating.
And you
do it all, and you type in the code, it works, half price, and then it says, oh, you're choosing to pay, if you choose to pay by card, it's a £2.50 fee. Like, what else am I going to pay him? Fucking sheep or something, you know what I mean? It's like, fucking hell. What do they expect me to pay in? How else do I pay? Do I just sort of bend over and part my cheeks or something and send you a picture? I don't know what they want me to do, but so I put my card details in and had to pay £2.50. And it was like, I know it's only £2.50, but the principle is, fucking it, if it's going to be £12.50 or £22.50, say that up front. Don't get me to the end and say, oh, it's a £2.50 because you're choosing to pay by the only means possible that every other human being pays by.
Nathan doesn't have a season ticket.
Just in defence of that, though, was it you paying by credit card? Because it's normally debit cards are free.
It was a debit card, yeah, a debit card. The
bastard. Don't wind him up anymore, Coggy. Oh, let him go.
Maybe it was a credit card. Sorry, maybe it was a credit card. I don't know what I put. I think it's the one they've got on the card, yeah.
But even so, I said to you, I thought even that was banned now, because airlines always used to charge you, you know, for booking your flights and holidays and everything if you used a credit card. But that was stopped. I don't know. And I thought everybody had stopped it, so but, need to investigate.
But Nathan doesn't have a season ticket, so we had to renew his membership.
Coggy
investigates and Paul Pogba's holiday. But Nathan doesn't have a season ticket, so we renewed his, and it's fucking, we got it at full price. The bastards, they got one over us. I was going to be all zen for no hate, because I've just been on holiday, but can I nominate one? You know, like, I was looking at a hotel for something, and it said, submit your fucking cookie things. And there's like 10 choices of just allow all, or allow some, like, for a certain area. And I'm just like, fuck off. Stop taking more moments of a precious day where I could be doing something so grand and masterful. Right, Coggy, any hates?
I've got two, actually.
Oh.
One is when you book Airbnb. So it comes up with a price and everything, and think, yeah, that's a good price. And then when you click to pay, they've suddenly put like a £15, £20, £25 cleaning charge on. And the principle's the same as what Shane's saying. Look, you know, if you're going to charge for cleaning, why don't you just add that up to the night rate anyway, so you know where you are.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, again, going back to England's women, with, you know, being so triumphant, Sky Sports decided to... obviously talk about it this morning, and the person that they spoke to about England women winning the Euros was Paul Stewart, ex-Tottenham player, who was over in Spain. And I'm thinking, what the fuck does he know about what's going on with the women's game? And then the next 5 minutes, they were more or less talking about what he did in 1991 in the cup final and everything, and hardly spoke about the women's game. And I'm thinking,
but that's,
they always do it.
Sky's got bad.
It. You know, they had Jimmy Tarbuck on after the Liverpool fans, you know, tried to climb into the stadium in Paris or wherever it was. And, you know, he was sat at home in fucking Ascot overlooking his golf course, and they asked him for his opinion.
Not in Liverpool, I know. Right, final thing. I worked with them and the lads. They did a quick one in Oslo, which will come on after this. So appreciate. Thanks for everyone listening. We're going to, me and Nathan and whoever, will do one in the pub after the game on Sunday. Hopefully happy. But I do have a little bit of hope. And all I can, you'll see in the mag, all I ask for is better football for start, knowing how the deck chairs are and all that. So I've got two. Who do you think is going to be three? Player of the season, the one who comes out of nowhere of the season, and your worst player of the season, Nathan.
Oh, God.
Predictions.
Player of the season, I think that new defender might come in and do well. I think he obviously knows Ten Hag, doesn't he? He's going to come in, hopefully, grab the game by the balls and just, you know, he looks like, what's he called? The Butcher. I like that. Even though, you know.
Yeah, but we said that about Rocco.
But I'd like to think that he's just going to come in and be no nonsense and just do what we need. And then, like, just some. someone being good at defending is, I know it's a sad state of affairs, but someone who's just good at defending coming in, it will be worthy of being player of the year. out of nowhere, I don't know. I think, like you say, I'd like Rashford to come back and improve again this year. I don't know whether that counts as out of nowhere.
Controversial. I checked the terms.
I'm looking forward to seeing Eriksen. I don't know if he'll be starting every game, really, but I do think he'll do a job. Like, I know we've said it in the group. I think that's one of the most sensible signings we've made in quite a long time. And then worst player. Where'd you start? I'm not going to do any negativity. I'm going to say that they're all going to be great.
That's a fist pump. That is a fit. Right, I'm going to go player of the season. Viva Ronaldo! No, I'm going to go 100%. 100% with Sancho a close second. It's going to be Christian Eriksen. He will swoon us and we'll be going. He will just light up Old Trafford. I'm just certain. Well, as certain as you can be. Breakthrough player, Coggy will know how to say it. The Garnacho, I think. He'll play in the Europa and he'll start doing better and better and start getting league minutes and he'll come through a bit like Alanga because every new manager likes to take one under their wings because it does them no harm as well. And worst player, you don't want to do it. I've just got a bad feeling like it's not going to work for Donny. I think Martial will go down the way he's got. We'll be moaning the same about the injuries. I really don't think we'll be seeing Dalot by winter because he'll be showing his deficiencies. It's a huge question marks on Maguire and can he come back to even a calm level? And he's a captain, you know, he's the captain. So no, I'm going to join Nathan. No worsts, but loads of question marks. So many.
No worse, but you've just reeled off about
10. But concerns, yeah. Right, Shane?
I'm not going to be negative at all, but there's 10 players that are shit, and I think it's the end of it.
But you can't polish turds.
I'm quietly optimistic about Eriksen too. I think actually, reflecting, like our midfield has been a bit disjointed, to say the least, and even the good bits, like, you know, Bruno, it's all a bit frantic, it's not very composed. And I think Eriksen will offer some composure, which I think will help both the other midfielders around him and obviously linking up with the forwards. So I'm quietly optimistic he'll have a good season. I think if we don't make any ground with Barcelona, I've got a funny feeling that Fred might have a good season in the sense that he might have a simple role to do with a more stable team where he just is there in front of the defence, winning the ball, laying it off.
That's Fred.
I don't want to do a worst player either, to be too thing. I don't want this to happen, and I seriously don't want to tell other people how to support their football club because that's not, you know, it's each to their own and people pay their money and make their choices. But I do fear for Maguire in the sense that I do fear that people were on his back a lot last season, obviously the jeering, and I fear that it won't take much for that to happen again. And I think if that happens, if a player, like however good a player could be or whatever, you know, if you're at home and you're getting grief at Old Trafford, it must be a horrible, lonely place. And I can't see any player coming back from that. So I really fear for him if he doesn't make a solid start.
Coggy?
I think player of the season will be Martinez, as Nathan said. Although I think they'll have to retract that butcher nickname because the Manchester United Vegan Society will no doubt complain about it. So they'll have to go. I think Garnacho, again, has come from nowhere. And I think he's got the right attitude. He's a good player. At the moment, he's fearless. He runs the defenders and that let alone may that last. So, you know, it won't be in many games, but I think we'll see him shine next season. As for the worst player, I won't include Donny on this one because I don't think he's going to get many minutes. So I'm going to say either between Shaw and McTominay.
I would say the last butcher at Old Trafford loitered around toilets, allegedly, so we better not go down that one. The interesting thing is Fernandes, you know, like, he still assisted and he still not as often scored, but he had a you know, he had a petulant season, which was so it'd be interesting to see if we can get him back to. And I do have an extra hate of the week that Avanti, see how Cockney Reds, sigh everyone. But they did, you know, you can sign up to their cheap a day alerts. They like, we're not selling it today, you know, for such and such game in the future. And they did it for one of them. So clicked on it. And the normal fare is something like joke of 98.40. You try and get it cheaper than that. And their cheap day off, you know, the one that they'd sent you the email alert was 97 quid. So you were saving £1.40. And oh, Nick's joined us right at the death. So, hello, Nick, we're going now.
Sorry, I've got my heat of the week line.
Good, right, so do the five quick ones we've done. Prediction, player of the season, breakthrough of the season, worst player of the season, and hate of the week.
Start again. Prediction.
Player of the season.
I still think we'll probably finish sixth this year.
God, copy.
I don't think we signed amazingly well. I think it's been all right, but I just think we've just kind of, they're just kind of players that we've really got. So I don't see us sort of kicking on massively. We might close the gap a little bit between where we were with fourth. We might give them a better run, but I think the top four are a lot clearer than where we are. Player of the season this year. Well, at the moment, probably Martial, you'd probably say, but we'll see how long he can sustain that for. I think I'll go for a curl, and I'll probably say maybe someone like Luke Shaw, maybe. I think that'd be a good season for him to make or break.
Shocked maybe faces. Shocked faces in return, then.
Yesterday. I don't know if you've all gone. I'm fast, are you?
Yeah, no, you're still there. Your reception shy. Well, you just had shocked faces staring at you, Nick.
We can't hear you.
We can hear you.
Oh, no, I'm not muted enough to do the Luke Shaw thing.
Yeah, we
clearly been on some good shit before this.
Yeah, but Shane, Luke Shaw was player of the season 2 years ago. That says the yin, you know, the yo-yoing we've had. Right, Nick, we're just laughing about you, Luke Shaw. Shouldn't, because I hope he does. So your breakthrough player.
No. I don't think he can hear us.
No. Right, I'll do it in semaphore. Yeah. Well done, Nick. Great, great offering there. So, can you hear us, Nick? We were doing so well with sound and everything. There had to be one thing that went wrong.
I don't know what you got there because it said poor connection.
Well, you said Luke Shaw is your player of the season.
Nick, who's your breakthrough player?
I don't know if Martinez constitutes a breakthrough, but I think that someone like him, I think is, you know, if you're going to sign him for 50, 60 million, I think, does that really constitute a breakthrough? I don't know, but I think he's going to be the surprise package of the season. I quite like what I saw of him yesterday. He looked quite calm and composed.
And worst of the season?
All the other ones.
Worst of the season?
See more of the same from Donny van de Beek. I don't think that he's going to kick on in any way, shape or form. I just not been completely impressed. I've seen very little of pre-season, but I just think that if you're signing players like Eriksen and you're still chasing, you know, De Jong, I don't think that sends a brilliant message to say that, you know, Donny's your answer in the midfield. So I think we'll get more of the Sterling from him this year.
Did you enjoy it yesterday being back?
It was kind of nice. I mean, it was kind of pretty empty. I think obviously a fair few people probably wanted to watch the women's final and Ferby. I probably might have done the same thing as what Nathan did yesterday, but I took the 8-year-old niece who just had an absolute blast and everything. We had the whole club shop dilemma and, you know, showing things around. But, you know, I just think one of them is that I'm trying so hard to indoctrinate her. It was a case of, you want the shirt? Yeah, I'll spend 40 quid on it. I'm going to have to. And my mum just sort of said, look, just do it. Come on, you know. Get off your high horse, but I got my season ticket discount, you know, so, you know, that fiver, you know, that was good.
Small victory. So, but you're going away on holiday, so you're D-mob happy. So, predictions before we end, and I cannot wait to see everyone on Sunday, like hugs and all that. And again, if you're stuck or you're on your own, come up and chat. We're always there, you know, that's just come up and have a say hello or whatever. If you've got a couple of minutes, talk to us. Well, you don't want to talk to us after listening to these bollocks over the years. But right, so predictions. My prediction Sundays will go 1-0 down. There's the, and then we fight back to a 2-1 late victory. Coggy?
Before I give our prediction, I'm desperate to hear what Nick's hate of the week was. Because I'm so keen to tell
us. Yeah, sorry. Good point. Well made, Bobby.
Upgrading my phone today to the new iPhone, and it's been updating since 10:15 this morning, doing the backup, and then it has to load your whole phone. So I've been without a phone since 10:15 this morning, hence why I'm late, because it only finished updating at about 8:15. And I've been sat there all day for, what's that, 10 hours. Ridiculous.
Well,
why does it need to take so long?
I'd also say the sound is fucking shit, so take it back.
I'd take it back, Nick, if I were you.
We can't see you and we can't hear you, but apart from that, it's a great phone.
Shit. anyway, prediction. Yeah, I think we'll win. 3-1. I think Brighton will score. 3-1 to United.
Nick?
It's going to be tight and it's going to be horrible, isn't it? I think we'll definitely concede. I think the last two games have just shown that really with the defending that we've seen not been the best. It's been a bit careless. Probably a draw.
Oh,
I'd say.
Hell.
I think it might be a draw. These last two games have really taken it back out of me again and brought me back down to earth. They really have. And I know you should look at friendlies and all that bollocks, but I don't know. I just feel like they've really sat. Yesterday really sat the life out.
Oh, damn.
So I'll probably go for a 1-1 draw, and I think that they'll score first.
Then Shane.
Yeah, well, and before Nick had spoken, I had in my head said one goal apiece. I think, it's a step forward as progress. We got dropped down there at the end of last season, 4-0, whatever was it? Yeah. I left at 3, so I don't know. But it was 4-0, was happening.
Nathan.
I was going to go 3-1 as well. I think
that's more like
I think we'll get a couple, they'll get one back, but it'll be comfortable in the end. I've got hope. I do think.
Well, the best stage of the season is now, because we haven't played a game. We're all a bit excited. So August 22nd is a huge, and we all said before that Sky are desperate for us to start badly. But wouldn't it be nice? I'm sure I said this a year ago too. But if we could just have like a little bit of buoyancy, and not like the Jose one where we started well and then it all fucking went to shit, but just hope though, as the cover says, eh? And thanks, lads. Have a lovely holiday, Nick. Get a new phone. Cheers. Right, see you Sunday. And Nathan will be back in the pub. Thanks a lot, lads. And enjoy the season, everyone, if we can.
Okay, you join us here in sunny Oslo. It's Saturday morning at 10:30 local time. We're sat in the gorgeous surroundings of Oslo's present royal palace.
Something like that, yeah. I'll get the official name if you want.
Unlike the deranged monarchy we have in our country, where you're not allowed inside, we've just wandered straight in and we're sat in the garden, and it's mint. It's really, really lovely. What do we reckon to the game today, lads?
Are you going to introduce us?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm here with Danny, John and Riaz. Four of us flew over yesterday. And we go via Chapman Tours.
Thank you. Via Belgium. Never get a direct flight. But he has done us proud, and we're staying in the hotel with the Atletico Madrid team.
Yeah.
But he couldn't manage the United team. But second best it'll do.
Well, can't but try. I think I'm doing it proud, as you say.
Okay, so Riaz, what's your thoughts on the summer transfer activity?
So, I'll give you my thoughts on that, but in context of, I think for the first time since the 70s, when I used to look forward to the football fixtures coming out, who we're going to buy, who's we're not going to buy, who's going to leave. For the first time, I'm just not bothered. It's complete indifference. And I think that's a result of the 21-22 season, which was the worst thing I've ever witnessed. It just knocked the stuffing out of me. Leaving games when you're 2-0 down. And sorry to drag it all up here, but you did ask. Leaving games when you're 2-0 down after 13 minutes and thinking you're never going to go back again. So quite frankly, over the summer, I don't care who we buy and who we don't buy. In fact, I don't even care about the games. What I want is to do more of this. Sorry, Paul, for sounding so pessimistic, but I'm indifferent.
No, it's fine, mate. I think we all understand where you're coming from with that one. It's been very testing times, hasn't it?
I'm very excited about it. I'm really pleased about the transfers. I think it's going to be great. I'm going to stay for every single minute of every game. I think Reels is a miserable sod. Simple as that.
I think you've got a point, John. I mean, I'm sort of looking forward to this season. I think it can't be any worse than last season. Last season was awful. It was the worst of our generation. It was the worst of our lifetime. It was terrible. And it wasn't the getting beat. We know it wasn't getting beat. It was the lack of effort and the lack of trying. And that was what did me. And it wasn't getting beat.
So the elephant in the room is CR7.
Yeah, and this circus surrounding it now, even the other day, you know. I sort of don't want him to stay because you can't build a team around a 37-year-old. And Ten Hag's obviously trying to, you know, he's looking hopefully 2, 3, 4 years in the future. And you can't do that on a 37-year-old. So I think the best thing all round is hopefully someone will put a bid in for him and he can have his Champions League football and we'll say thanks and off he goes.
And then we're back to Riaz, miserable stuff about the Glazers and the commercial aspect of it. But keeping him.
It is what it is with Ronaldo. I think clearly he's been hawking himself round Europe all summer. Just for personal glory, really. If this reports about him just solely being focused on improving his Champions League goals tally, but I don't see who's going to.
Do you not think that? I mean, I might be wrong. I've not really watched it all, but the team spirit does seem to be better in them pre-season friendlies. They just seem to be a lot better than now you've got rid of your Lingards and your Pogbas and maybe Ronaldo's not in that changing room. It just seems like Ten Hag's the boss and everyone else has got a bit of a team spirit about it. I don't know, that's just from the outside.
So yeah, it is from the outside, but a lot of that's manufactured. I mean, it's a big commercial enterprise. They want to build things up. It's only when the reality of playing a decent team comes along in a competitive circumstance. So we're that
probably
brittle.
Probably in about 4 hours, though.
I think we're that brittle that we might be on a bit of a high having the pre-season games against Liverpool and we might do okay against Madrid. But our first game against Brighton, if that goes wrong with that brittle, I think it will just implode.
Yeah, I think you're bang on. I don't think you can read anything into the pre-season games. Given you've got games where there's been 20 substitutions per side. Yeah. It's, as you said, the team have proven themselves. Any slightest setback and everything just goes tits up, doesn't it, within minutes? And they just don't respond well to adversity, this team. And it's whether Ten Hag can change that and they can grow a bit of a backbone.
What worried me the other day when I looked, I haven't watched much pre-season, I can't remember, it was a Crystal Palace game, the one before last, and I looked at the team sheet and you've got Lindelof and Maguire at the back. You've got McTominay and Fred in the middle and you've got Martial at front. And I looked at it and I thought, isn't that what we're supposed to be trying to change? You know, I don't know. I just thought, oh, here we go again. It's not much different to last season or the season before. So I don't know. Maybe that's a bit harsh. We have made signings that weren't playing.
Those players finished second in the league before we signed Ronaldo and had the Pogba, Lingard.
And had an incredible away record.
Other teams have strengthened. Yeah. Everyone's strengthened around us, and I can't see that. You look at the players that have gone out. There's players like Mata.
Have we strengthened? Have we signed? No. Have we signed?
Well, no one of quality. A midget of a centre.
Ericsson's a quality player, isn't he?
I think that's unfair.
His left back looks good.
Yeah, he does.
What
look good
in the promotional videos?
It looks good.
It does look good.
I don't think they've had a particularly proactive or good window. Eriksen's a good signing. He's a creative player. He doesn't give the ball away. He hasn't previously. But whether he'll be enough to improve United from the position they were in.
On the other side, if
we want a blood and guts type holding midfielder.
Yeah,
that do the
and they've not gone out.
We've not gone out.
Are we going to get De Jong, or is that just a conversation we don't even want to have?
I think it'll happen. It might take another 3 or 4 weeks, but
yeah, I think it's
clearly the lad, they must. I mean, even by United standards, yeah, for ineptitude,
they must
have been told he's open to the move. I wouldn't be, if they owed me £30 million, I wouldn't be signing either until that was sorted. So
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
Barca are just a law unto themselves, aren't they? John, yeah. This is our first time in Oslo. What did you make of the city? We had a good drink, had a bit of a mooch around last night, didn't we?
It's really, really nice, and it's even nicer when Danny had to buy a £75 round of gin and tonics. I thought
yeah.
It was fantastic.
I'd sort of forgotten about that. £72 something for 4 gin and tonics. So if you come into Oslo, everybody... don't bring these three, bring people that are going to put their hand in the pocket. By the way, John's round was 4 small beers.
Yeah, but it all just got a little bit, it snowballed, I think, and we just sort of lost leave of our senses as the night progressed. We started off being very, very conscious of where we were, then
yeah, you're right,
all of a sudden we were the
It's a nice place, and the prices aren't too high. We can just stay on the sensible beers and things like that. The food's okay, prices, it's fine. When you go down to the port and it's all the fancy little bars down there, you're going to start paying over the top, and unfortunately it was Danny's round when we got down there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
It won't be tonight.
Yeah. Riaz, are you impressed with Oslo?
Oh, I've had a little bit of walk around this morning as well. It's a really clean... Scandinavian city. The locals seem nice and friendly. It's really picturesque. It helps that the sun's absolutely belting it down.
It's a gorgeous day today.
It's lovely.
Gorgeous
day. And look at, you know what? Looking forward to seeing that stadium. There's a few, I think, Atletico Madrid, aren't they? They're in our hotel. It adds to a bit of a buzz of it. Looking forward to that. But we'll be surprised.
Off.
Yeah, another country another ticked off watching ticked United. Off. Not just a city, another country. I don't think we've been to Norway before, have we, John?
No, not this one.
Yeah,
looking forward to seeing lots of Norwegian Reds, because there are loads of them about, all wearing their shirts. It's incredible.
That is going to be the thing. As normal, it'll be us four with the only people in the whole ground with no colours on, which is quite comical, really.
And I dare say we'll walk out after about 60 minutes.
I'm not staying that long.
Okay, thanks, lads. And over to Barney.